local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And happy Friday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Are you seeing Barbenheimer this weekend? Are you seeing one or are you seeing both of them? Let us know, 850-437-1620. Looks like Oppenheimer pretty much all sold out for tonight and tomorrow. Maybe a few spotty seats elsewhere. Kind of the outsider way up front for the late showings, but a lot of local theater goers packing out the theaters tonight for Barbie and Oppenheimer. Let us know if you are seeing one or both of them, 850-437-1620. I'm Joe, Gracie alongside, ready for a full rundown of everything going on in your world on this July 21st, 2023, and a happy Friday to you. Top three stories today. We start in China, where hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including the ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal says hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, as well as Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, Daniel Crittenbrink. He traveled to China with Secretary of State Antony Blinken just last month.
Also, weather forecasters say that the heat wave in the southern half of the U.S. could go into well of August. So in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, they've already broken the 49-year record with 21 consecutive days of highs reaching at least 110 degrees. That is expected to continue throughout at least the last day of July. And in Las Vegas, asphalt temperatures have reportedly gotten as high as 144 degrees.
National Hurricane Center now giving a disturbance over the Central Atlantic, a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. This one looks like one we should keep our eye on. The area of thunderstorms is located several hundred miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands. It continues to move westward. The next named storm would be Emily. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Dawn continues to spin out in the north central Atlantic. It'll move northeast and weaken into a depression by Monday afternoon. 5:14, just about a minute away from traffic and weather. A couple of quick local headlines here before we do that. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's providing an update today, saying they have now a suspect in custody after a homicide investigation started Wednesday night. The man accused of killing his 70-year-old cousin in Santa Rosa County allegedly strangled him and ran him over with a golf cart. 53-year-old Robert Jernigan was arrested last night, charged in the death of Stephen Jernigan, who was found dead outside his home on Schnur Road on Wednesday evening. Pensacola police say they're investigating an anti-Semitic incident after a brick was thrown through the window of the Chabad Jewish Center. According to the PNJ, that happened Monday. The brick was covered with writings, including a swastika, no Jews, and WLM, short for White Lives Matter. That incident happened just 2 days after the neighboring East Hill Animal Hospital was hit with anti-Semitic graffiti. In Milton last night, city leaders gathered in a room together for the first time since the city manager search went off the rails and Scott Collins resigned or withdrew from consideration twice last Saturday and Monday as well. City attorney Alex Andrade relayed text messages he had received from Collins, which seemed to suggest his reservation started even before his in-person interview.
One day, when you have a few minutes, I'll give you the backstory. There are some things you need / deserve to know. The pot stirring around there started 15 minutes after my video interview.
So much of the discussion yesterday in a meeting that lasted about 4 hours centered around the communication or lack thereof in between Councilman Mike Cusack and attorney Alex Andrade as it relates to the contract negotiations. Ultimately, Collins saying that he has no ill will or doesn't think negative of anybody affiliated with the city of Milton. It's just all too much, and he pulled out and ultimately just didn't want the big move for his family that this would have been. And so he has stepped aside. So we will see what happens in the city manager search moving forward. 516 now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 and I-110 not causing any major delays. We do have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest, just a little bit heavier than usual. That is going to be in both the north and southbound direction of Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a heat advisory still in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. A low of 81 this evening with mostly clear skies. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some state headlines, Florida's unemployment rate is holding steady. The State Department of Commerce says the jobless rate remained unchanged at 2.6% in June, making six straight months that it held steady.
Also, we've heard of Cocaine Bear, but it appears we're going to be finding out a little bit about cocaine sharks. They're a thing in Florida. Sharks lurking off the Gulf Coast may be eating bundles of cocaine dumped in the ocean by smugglers, and scientists want to find out more. So marine biologist Tom Hurd is leading a new TV series called Cocaine Shark. It's going to set to premiere during the Discovery Channel's Shark Week. That's happening next week.
Governor DeSantis threatening to sue the parent company of Bud Light. He says Anheuser-Busch violated legal responsibilities to its shareholders when it partnered with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The partnership caused customers to boycott Bud Light, resulting in a major decline in sales.
And coming out of Winter Park, Florida, a Winter Park woman who's accused of killing her boyfriend during a game of hide-and-seek heads to trial next week. That's Sarah Boone allegedly zipped up Jorge Torres into a suitcase while playing a game of hide-and-seek in February of 2020. She maintains that it was an accident, but cell phone video may tell a different story. The trial is set for Monday.
You know, I was thinking about this. I would think that the rational person, if you wanted to hide in a suitcase, if somebody was zipping you up, would leave an air hole or just not zip it, maybe zip it up halfway. I mean, you don't have to fully zip up the suitcase to get the desired effect of somebody hiding in the suitcase, which I'm sure will be one of the arguments that the prosecution has.
Yeah, I was a little bit scared because I guess there's a video of it, so I was too scared to watch it. But okay. I thought this was going to be like a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. They're like adults.
Yeah.
They're like over 30, so I don't know.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking out against Florida's new standards for teaching black history. While speaking in Jacksonville, Harris said extremists in the state are misleading children by teaching what she calls revisionist history. Among the changes is a push to teach students that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught them useful skills. Governor DeSantis claimed Democrats like Harris, quote, have to lie about Florida's educational standards to cover for their agenda of indoctrinating students and pushing sexual topics onto children.
Also, following the cyber attack at Tampa General Hospital, Senator Rick Scott is calling on the FBI Director Christopher Wray to prioritize a federal investigation. The cyber attack targeted sensitive personal records and potential impact over 1 million Floridians.
520, we'll take a break. We've got national headlines coming back. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national stories. Hope you're having a great Friday. The weather is not going to be too great this weekend, but we're going to get a full rundown from Alan Strum in just a bit. We do have a small accident on I-10 heading westbound. That's going to be right near 9th Avenue. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626. 111. For weather again, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum.
Overnight lows really pretty close to 80 degrees. Over the weekend, more sunshine and more heat, but we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's rain chance about 50%. Sunday, that jumps up to around 70 or 80%. And we'll see highs in the 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 92 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by FDOT. Find the traffic info you need this hurricane season with FL511.com. It's hurricane season. It In Are You Prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. This is a message from FDOT. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So I watched the video.
Oh, gosh.
Last segment we were talking about. I'm sorry. We've had problems. We've had a new microphone installed here, so we've been having problems off and on again. I watched the video of the
suitcase
incident there. I will say this. I am not a lawyer. I have never gone to law school. I could try that case and get a conviction.
Yikes. Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I saw...
I will look at the jury. I will point the video, and I will say, press play. And then I will let it go, and then when it's done, I will say, I rest my case.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Eek.
I mean, she's videoing him, you know, accidental my butt. So she's videotaping him, and he keeps calling her name, Sarah. Sarah can't breathe, and she's like, what'd she say? Yep. For everything you did to me. And she's talking to him, communicating it with him. So, yeah. So that's that. So that trial starts next week. National headlines, former President Trump's trial in his classified documents case is set for next spring. Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled the trial to begin May 20th of 2024. That'll begin months after the GOP begins its presidential primary season. Trump is facing more than 36 federal charges related to his handling of classified documents.
And the Department of Justice is preparing for a lawsuit over Texas's floating border wall. It's currently bobbing into the Rio Grande near a town of Eagle Pass, which is becoming a dangerous spot for illegal immigrants. In the letter, the DOJ says that the system of buoys violates the federal law. It raises concerns as well as interferes with the federal government's ability to carry out its official duties.
A New Jersey school bus aide is charged with manslaughter in the death of a 6-year-old girl. Fashu Williams, a nonverbal special needs student, was strapped into her wheelchair on the way to summer school Monday. A series of bumps along the way caused the wheelchair harness to tighten, ended up choking her to death.
She makes sound. She has a voice.
If you hear anything, you will look. So these people are not even looking. I hear and I pinch and I turn around.
Her parents there. Bus video shows 27-year-old Amanda DeVia sitting up front using her cell phone with earbuds in both ears.
Just awful. Russian missiles reportedly hit grain terminals in southern Ukraine's Odessa region for the fourth night in a row last night. So this week's attacks follow Russia's pullout from the UN brokered deal, allowing safe shipments of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea.
In California, the policy to notify parents if their child identifies as transgender has been approved by the Chino Valley School Board. I was not aware of any more conservative school districts being in California, but this is considered one of them. State School Superintendent Tony Thurmond was kicked out of the meeting last night.
You already sent us a blackmailing letter on previous things. You'll not bully us here in Chino. Please see.
Point of order.
So the school board voting 4-1 on the rule after a 4-hour meeting. This means teachers are now required to notify parents about their child's transgender identity. Pretty interesting one there. 5:30, that'll do it for national headlines. Fox News Update is followed by the sports beat. And after that, Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. When we return, sports, health, business, and science, and pop culture and entertainment.
The White House is responding after Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an FBI document containing unverified claims of an alleged foreign bribery scheme involving the Biden family.
Officials here say that Republicans are leveling claims that have no credibility. Biden White House officials say the Trump Justice Department, Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, and the Trump impeachment trial all covered these issues and found them to lack credibility.
Fox's Rich Edson. The criminal trial in the classified documents case against former President Trump has been scheduled to begin in late May of next year. Parts of Florida are experiencing some of the worst of the heat of the summer so far, with heat indexes in the triple digits since early July.
Not only is the air hot, but sometimes the ocean breeze we expect would give us relief is too.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Miami. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An early advance by stocks ran out of steam, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average held on for a 2.5-point gain, earning that blue chip index a 10th straight rise, the longest win streak for the Dow since 2017. The S&P 500 edged up 1.5 points, but the NASDAQ composite extended Thursday's slide, losing another 30 points. Investors will scrutinize a bevy of technology earnings next week when Microsoft, Amazon, Meta Platforms, Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon are all slated to report. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to review a licensing deal between Ford Motor and China-based CATL that would allow the automaker to produce battery cells developed by the global supplier at a planned $3.5 billion plant in Michigan. In a letter to Ford CEO Jim Farley, the lawmakers demanded the automaker provide a copy of the licensing agreement and any communication about the deal between the two companies, as well as between Ford and the Biden administration regarding any potential tax credits. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. It takes an incredibly special athlete to move the needle for an entire sport in the country. Wayne Gretzky brought the NHL to parts of America. Michael Jordan, the Dream Team, brought basketball to the world. Now the MLS hopes Lionel Messi will help further grow soccer in the U.S. Messi might just have enough star power to give MLS another kick forward as it tries to match the other American pro sports. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for
for hurricane coverage.
We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie on a Friday. Hope you're having a great ending to your week, getting ready for an awesome weekend. Weather's not going to be fantastic, but hey, we have two good movies out in the theater, so that's just a perfect excuse to spend, some daytime or nighttime at the movie theaters. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown on our sports as well as pop culture and health, business, and science news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, and some afternoon delays getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach on 98. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give a call to 850-2626-111 with your details. Taking a look at the weather for the weekend, for tomorrow, we do have some rain throughout Saturday during the day and Saturday night. That's going to be mostly after 1 p.m. tomorrow, and it's still going to be hot. Highs are going to be in the 90s. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 81. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some quick sports headlines here. It is the American debut for soccer superstar Lionel Messi. He is expected to come off the bench but play against the Mexican team Cruz Azul in the league's cup match for Inter Miami. Demand is high for the game. Cheapest tickets listed on resale sites going for around $250. That game starts at 7 our time, and that's available on Apple TV. The U.S. Women's National Team begins their quest for a third straight Women's World Cup. They'll take on Vietnam. First match in their World Cup history is at 8 o'clock tonight. American Brian Harman opening a 5-stroke lead heading into the weekend at the Open Championship. He sits at 10 under par, 5 shots better than Tommy Fleetwood. Harman is the 26th-ranked player in the world. His best finished in a major, tied for second at the 2017 U.S. Open. So, looking forward to seeing some Open Championship golf early in the morning here. Major League Baseball scoreboard, one game final. The Cubs beating the Cardinals 4-3. A little later on, the Marlins taking on the Rockies at home, 5:40 start time. That starts in just a couple of minutes. The Braves are on ESPN Plus today. They take on the Brewers in Milwaukee, 7 o'clock start time, again on ESPN Plus. And finally, the Rays and Orioles starting in just a matter of a moment or two here in Tampa. So that's a look at what's going on in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. Several leading AI companies are agreeing to responsibly develop their cutting-edge technology. President Biden said that commitments from companies include Google, Amazon, and others are real and concrete.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that these seven companies have agreed to voluntary commitments for responsible innovation.
So Biden adds that companies are obligated to ensure their tech is safe before releasing it to the public.
Also, YouTube is raising their prices on some platforms. So YouTube Premium is now $2 more, and it's priced at $13.99 a month. And those using YouTube Premium Music will see a dollar increase at $10.99 a month. A spokesman for the streaming giant told 9to5 Google that the rate hike shows the value of ad-free services.
Curious to get your thoughts on this one, Gracie. So Amazon will let shoppers pay with their palms at all Whole Food stores by the end of the year. Amazon One is a biometric technology that allows users to pay for items at stores by simply placing a palm over a scanning device. Shoppers first have to connect their palm to a stored credit card. After that, they can pay simply by waving their hand over the kiosk. Amazon One is now in more than 200 Whole Food locations. The company says it will be available in all of its roughly 500 stores in the coming months.
I don't know about that. I mean, I love like Face ID scanning and all that on my phone.
Uh-huh.
But your palm at the store hooked to your credit card, I feel like is a little bit risque. I don't know why. Like,
I think a lot of people would probably feel that way.
Yeah, I don't know if this will take off, but we will see. Google is testing a new product that uses artificial intelligence technology to produce news stories, pitching news and is pitching it to news organizations. So, one in three people who are familiar with the product say that Google believes it will serve as a kind of like a personal assistant for journalists. It's going to be automating some tasks to free up some time, and the company and that the company saw it as a responsible technology that could help steer the publishing industry in a way from the pitfalls of the generated AI. So
interesting. Tornado in North Carolina may be contributing to a drug shortage in the U.S. The EF3 tornado plowed through the town of Rocky Mount on Wednesday, causing considerable damage to a Pfizer facility that makes nearly 25% of the company's sterile injectable drugs used in U.S. hospitals.
And the nation's second largest teacher union says it's fed up with social media impacts on students. The American Federation of Teachers say Thursday that it's losing its patience with social media apps, saying that they're contributing to mental health problems and misbehavior in the classrooms nationwide. The union issued a report warning that tech companies should rein in their apps before Congress forces them to do so.
Texter and I are on the same page here. Palm scan is too mark of the beastie. That's where I'm at on that. I mean, you know, who knows what it looks like or where it's going to be, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength there. Pop culture news today. Tony Bennett's. Let's just let this marinate.
My San Francisco.
The legendary singer and entertainer passing away at the age of 96. The 20-time Grammy winner died this morning in his hometown of New York City. Bennett's career spanned more than 70 years, and he continued performing until 2021, despite being diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2016.
Wow. The trial of the actor Kevin Spacey is now in the hands of the jury. So closing arguments were made yesterday in London's courtroom, and Spacey is facing 9 charges in connection with alleged encounters while he was in London from 2001 to 2013. And Spacey could face a life in prison if he is convicted.
And we still have the one huge lottery jackpot, although it's not quite as sexy to have two, but the top prize for the Mega Millions drawing is at an estimated $720 million. A winner would have the option to take the jackpot as a $370.5 million cash lump sum. Good luck to everybody playing out there.
Yes. I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together a little bit early before we get to our wacky and weird headlines. So I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns throughout Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, and as well as typical afternoon traffic leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. with mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 81. For tomorrow, expect some rain Saturday afternoon and into Saturday evening, with a heat advisory also going to be in effect for tomorrow and highs in the high 90. It's 93 right now in Milton, 93 in Pensacola, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So looking at some wacky and weird headlines today, a woman is suing a California restaurant, claiming her meal was so spicy it was unfit for human consumption. The lawsuit also accuses the Coup de Thai restaurant of negligence and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The woman says she ordered an appetizer called Dragon Balls in the summer of 2021. She claims the bites she took were so spicy, She suffered burns on her vocal cords, esophagus, and nose.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Where are you on spicy foods?
Oh, I'm such a baby about it. I could, you know, claim that it's unfit for human consumption if it's too hot of a pepperoni.
My max is the chunky salsa mild.
Yeah.
That's about as spicy as it gets for me. I'm a wimp just like you.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, we would not be in on the Dragon Balls there at that restaurant. You know, I was scarred for life. I want to say I was about 7 or 8 years old, and there was a school party, and we had gotten Papa John's. And, of course, Papa John serves the jalapenos inside the boxes. I had no idea what it was, but I took a bite, and it was just the most miserable experience that I could have imagined having as an 8-year-old eating something. My mouth was burned, and, you know, I was like, I had like a piece of bread on my tongue, and I was like drinking milk and all this stuff, you know, all these things that my teachers were telling me to try to get the sting gone away. So ever since then, I have been completely scarred for life, and so I just don't mess with spicy stuff. But, you know, I think there's a fine line between enjoying spicy and then having your esophagus burned to a crisp. So, you know, maybe the restaurant needs to dial it down a notch.
Yeah, at least we're not the only one. Got a text in. Anything hotter than a jalapeno kills me and not worth it. Yeah. I am with you. Also in some wacky and weird stories, also talking about just food that's unfit to eat, an assistant manager at a Burger King in South Carolina got arrested and is possibly facing 20 years in prison for intentionally serving French fries that were out of the garbage. Yeah, when cops got there, because two customers were screaming at a 39-year-old woman working, Jamie Major. Initially, those women got arrested for disorderly conduct, but the cops got the full story and then arrested Jamie instead. Turns out that the two women saw Jamie taking old fries out of the trash can and dumping them into a container, then putting some fresh fries on top. It's not clear who exactly the fries were going to, but yes, Jamie was arrested from the Burger King.
Yeah, more texters weighing in here. A couple in agreement. Me three, the red salsa that comes with chips at Mexican restaurants is the max. Yeah, I'm in on that. Texter Chris says he sent us a picture, actually, of a bag of peppers that I just looking at it makes my face feel like it's on fire. He says he grows some of the hottest peppers in the world, have eaten them all. It's a myth that spicy food actually burns your skin. Listen, I'll take your word for it, but
don't drop those off here.
That's right. No, thank you. Finally, the four tips for binge-watching Oppenheimer and Barbie this weekend. This actually was put out by the Cleveland Clinic. Number one, stay hydrated. Good strategy is to have multiple beverages with you, like a water, soda, Gatorade, maybe something with caffeine as well, especially if you're going to the 10:30 showing of Oppenheimer, because that's going to start at 11, so 3 hours in, that's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So mix in some healthy snacks. If you go straight for popcorn and sugary candy, you're going to crash fast. So mix in protein, beef jerky, even a hot dog as well. Get comfortable. AMC's, you know, not bad as far as the comfort ratings go. I wish one of the theaters was set up as a, you know, one with just recliners. That would be super cool. Maybe, you know, that's to come in the coming years, I hope. Get up and walk around. Obviously not during the movie, but definitely in between. You should walk around, maybe even do some light stretching as well. So good health tips from the Cleveland Clinic to make sure your Barbenheimer experience is as good as it possibly can be. 5:50, we'll take a final break this hour, come back with a look at some good news, including a local coffee shop making a tribute to a missionary PCC student. We'll tell you about that coming back. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, country music duo Wester takes the stage.
Let me see that board, I'll take you for a ride.
Wester is comprised of Pensacola's own Pearl Clarkin and Rafe Wester, and they pack a fun, fresh, and explosive punch. It's Bands on the Beach with Wester this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, 5:53, traffic and weather update coming in just a couple of minutes. What is your spice tolerance? A lot of text in on this last segment. Gracie and I are both babies when it comes to our spices. Anything warmer than the chunky, mild salsa is too hot for me. Gracie is right there with me as well. One texter is apparently does not have that same plight in life where they just eat whatever they want, no matter how spicy it is, and they're just fine. I am not that way. This after a woman in California sued a Thai restaurant, because she had an appetizer called Dragon Balls back in the summer of 2021. She says it was so hot and spicy that she suffered burns on her vocal cords, esophagus, and nose. So now she's suing the restaurant there. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Barbenheimer, by the way, off to a hot start. Both movies combining to bring in $33 million from Thursday previews. Barbie got $22.3 million. Oppenheimer, $10.5 million. And, of course, a lot of people seeing both over the weekend and making it an event. And so you can let us know if you are doing that or if you're seeing one or the other. Let us know, 850-437-1620. Gracie has a final check of the roads and weather this hour.
Well, the roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for this weekend, we are going to be seeing some rain. That's going to be 50% throughout the day on Saturday, mostly in the afternoon and into Saturday night is where we're going to be seeing the heavy rain. For tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 81. A heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, good news to finish out hour number two. So there's a new coffee shop in Milton, and its top-selling drink is keeping alive the memory of the PCC student who tragically died earlier this year. Sid and Flax Covington own Covington Mercantile and Coffee Company, and they're members of West Florida Baptist Church in town and lead a young adult group. It was there that they met and became friends with Jaden Goins, who was tragically killed while working at PCC earlier this year. They've created the Goin' Strong, an iced coffee with half and half, caramel syrup, and a caramel drizzle in honor of Jaden's favorite drink. And perhaps unsurprisingly, it is the top-selling drink that the coffee shop sells. So saw that in the PNJ, thought that was worth mentioning here.
Awesome, and that drink sounds really good,
yeah,
too.
It does.
Also coming out of Dallas, some good news. A woman near Dallas was in a nasty wreck last month. Smoke was pouring out of her SUV. Before authorities could get there, four random guys pulled her out in time, and she is okay. So there's a video of them pulling her out, and the guy who posted it said that she only had a broken ankle.
Also, a team at Baylor University is helping out their fellow man and breaking a world record in the process. The group lined up and laid out 1,203 sleeping bags, stretching a quarter mile long. That broke the previous Guinness World Record of 550 bags, so more than double. And now they're donating them to veterans in need. So a really good story there. Of course, it is a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Gracie, you have any big plans for the weekend? You know, it's not going to be as sunny as we thought or hoped it would be.
I'm hoping I can go to at least the Barbie movie this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to see Oppenheimer just yet. But no, nothing really. I feel like I was gone last weekend and need to just do laundry and all that fun stuff, adult stuff. No. And you have family in town, right, Joe?
Yes. So my 5-year-old niece has been staying with my mom and my dad. Her mom, my sister, I think went on a trip to Europe. So, you know, So she came down for a couple of weeks. So my sister is picking her up Sunday evening, or she's not picking her. She's flying down to fly her back on Monday. Mm-hmm. So yesterday will be a family day. The last time my niece was in town, we had bought her a unicorn, and she lost that at some point between then and now. So the first thing that she said when she saw me was, "Hey, you know, I can't find my unicorn." I was like, "Well, you know, I guess we got to go out and buy you something." So we'll make a trip to the toy store. I think if it's not a unicorn, it's probably a Barbie doll. She asked about a Barbie doll.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah. So, and she's been having so much fun. You know, she says she babysits my daughter. So a lot of cool pictures of her and my daughter together. They've been having fun at the little splash pad and the little baby pool. So we'll be spending the day with them. So that's why I'm not able to see Oppenheimer tomorrow. But of course, you know, family trumps everything. So I'm not going to feel too bad about it. I was trying and looking for tickets for the late showing, 10:30. At the end of the day, even if good seats were available, I probably at about, I don't know, 10:15, sitting in my recliner, been like, I don't think I'm gonna go, so I'll go next weekend. I'll get the matinee showing on Saturday next weekend probably.
And you're kind of known for falling asleep at the movie
theater.
That's
right.
So you can't go at
10:30. That's right. I can't.
It's just not happening.
It's not. That'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes or so with another rundown of everything happening in your world on this Friday. We'll talk to you then. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.